Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. Remember, for the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chat with head coach Cade Hewitt. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And again, welcome back to the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. Cade Hewitt with us, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, you competed out there at the regional tournament in Gypsum on Saturday, and really a nice day for you as far as getting some wins there at the regional tournament. You did qualify two for state, the two that made it last year. Brogan Monty was a regional champion for you, and then a second place finish for Brody Boudreau, 113 and 215 respectively. You did have five guys make it to that final round before getting onto the medal stand, and unfortunately lost all five of those matches, but everybody but one picked up at least one win for you this weekend. What stood out here at this regional in Southeast?
Yeah, everybody except one of our wrestlers managed to find a win. And everybody really kind of competed up to their capabilities. We were hoping to have a few rise above, and we got five put into a position to do that. And we were ahead in quite a few of those matches and ended up, you know, giving them up later on down the way. But overall, most of the kids on the team wrestled their best tournament. Starting us off at 113 pounds was Brogan Monty, and he was in the smallest bracket of the tournament. And so he received a bye first round and actually only wrestled two contested matches all day, one by fall. He didn't miss a beat. He's got his goals set, and he's getting after him. So we look to continue that momentum this week at the state tournament. 120 pounds, Evan Blue, a senior for us, caught a bye first round. So first contested match of the day, he ended up matching up with a Haven kid that ended up being the regional runner-up. But then Evan wrestled three of the best matches of his career following that. And then to get in for state, he met up with the Hillsboro kid that had a losing record on the season, has been dealing with injuries and so on and so forth. But that kid was a state qualifier in the past. And so it was kind of a back-and-forth trading points match late in the second period. Evan got caught and eventually gave up the fall. 126 pounds. Henry Tice's story was very similar. First contested match of the day, Belleville Republic County kid that we had lost to two times earlier on in the season. Didn't find a way to get it done. You go back to Henry's backside matches, and he came out against a very tough kid from Mound Ridge and was behind most of the match and ended up pulling out a fall late in the match. And that got Henry's momentum going. Next round, won by fall. And then in his consolation semifinals match, matched up with another Hoisington kid that we'd lost to two times previously on the season, was in control, got a little tired maybe, got put into an inside cradle and pinned. But I'll tell you this, he's hungry for next year, and I think he's going to be working hard and going to be a contender for us next year. 132 pounds, John Lomax, first match of the day. He met up with a kid that actually went on to finish third in his bracket, I believe. Gave up the fall. He ended up coming back on the backside, winning a match. And then the same deal, got a little tired, out of position, and gave up the fall. But John came out and he competed. Kellen Elam, same story, first contested match of the day. Belleville Republic County kid that we've lost to once. Gave up the fall late in the match. Received a bye on the backside. Won a match by fall over an Ellsworth kid we had seen. And then we matched up with a ranked Minneapolis kid who had beaten us previously in the year. We ended up losing late in the match. Kellen's another one of the harder workers in the practice room. 144 pounds, Carter Germark was our only wrestler on the day that didn't get a win at the region tournament, but he was in a very tough bracket, actually brought in a very tough record because he came down to the weight very late for us in the season, and so I'm not sure he had settled into that weight class quite yet, but really proud of the way Carter wrestled. He came down from 165 pounds because there was a slot open on the team. Nobody asked him to do it. He just showed up one week and had done it, 250 pounds. Xander Elam wrestled the best tournament he has all year. Won his first two by fall, found himself in the semifinals against a very tough Harrington kid with a very, very good record. Xander was ahead of the kid and was in control of the match and then got tired or out of position late in the match and caught on his back and pinned. He went back to the backside, matched up with a Hoisington kid that we had lost to earlier in the season and battled, eventually gave up the fall. Another situation where we were right there and just couldn't quite punch our way through. 157 pounds, another senior, Chance Germark. First contested match of the day, very solid kid from Ellenwood, gave up the fall, late in the match, came back on the backside and won two good matches by fall, found himself up against a Hoisington kid that we hadn't seen, actually, on the year. And he was in control of the match, traded points back and forth. We ended up getting caught on our back and pinned once again. Really proud of the senior and pioneer season for Chance Juramark. He hadn't wrestled since he was a little kid. He wasn't going to come out for us, and he changed his mind, and we're really glad he did. He gave us a lot of leadership on the team, and really proud of the season that Chance gave for us. 275 pounds, Cade Lomax, a junior for us. He lost his first match of the day to an Ellsworth kid, won a good match by decision over a very talented Ellenwood kid, and then eventually gave up a fall in the third round of the consolation to a very tough kid from Sedgwick, Kansas. Impressed with how he came on at the end of our year here, 215 pounds, Brody Boudreau. Brody had the best tournament he's had all year, maybe not placing-wise, but just the way he wrestled. His first two matches, he won by fall, first period, very dominant. His semifinal match was one that we had a star beside as a coaching staff, very talented Lions kid. We were very excited for this matchup in the semifinals, and Brody just blew the doors wide open on it. Won by technical fall, 17-1, really didn't even give the other kid a chance. Unfortunately, in the first place match, we matched up against Luke Fisher of Larned, senior, 42-0, returning state champion, and we were a little closed off in that match. He came out a little timid, and Luke Fisher is the real deal. He's a very good wrestler. Caught us on our back and got us pinned, but maybe a potential matchup we could see again this coming week at the state tournament if Brody wrestles really well. That rounds out our regional performance.
We're talking with Cade Hewitt, the coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team. When we come back, we'll do a preview of state coming up this week here for the Trojans.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. And
welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Cade Hewitt, coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, as we mentioned going into the break, you have the 3-2-1A state tournament. It's a different format this year, 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. First, before we talk about maybe the brackets, what goes into the preparation for a 3-day state tournament instead of a 2-day state tournament, and some of the things you change up here with that fact factored in?
Well, it looks a little different. To me, obviously, I've done the standard tournament as an assistant coach, and that always was pretty straightforward, being the head coach this year. It's not really that big of a culture sway to me because I have never experienced it as a head coach, but it's definitely going to look a little different being 3 days. I think it's a great opportunity if you're a fan of the sport to be able to watch more than one tournament under one roof. And we're really excited with the session we are. We're the late session both days during the week, and so we won't start wrestling until a little after 5 on Thursday, and it will be, a little after 1 on Friday. But I think it's a great opportunity to get multiple tournaments under one roof, and the fans of wrestling and recruiters, they can all be in one venue. And I'm really excited and hoping that it does work. Obviously, those that are used to the state tournament being out at Hayes are, constantly asking what's going on. Well, I think they've got a basketball tournament going on out there, and we may see it back at Hayes in the future. I really think people will enjoy this kind of setup, and I really think in the future it will all be under one roof like it is this year. But really excited to see the opportunity of what this situation offers.
Quick look at the brackets. How do you feel the two that you have there, Brogamani at 113 and Brody Boudreau at 215 play out?
Something new this year. They seeded the top four wrestlers, meaning your region champs, they seeded. And I don't have the criteria right in front of me, but Brogan Monty went ahead and got the number one seed in his bracket. He'll have a pretty tough matchup in the quarterfinals, a kid that we have beaten multiple times over this year and last. But I really like where he sits in the bracket and his opportunity to return to the finals and try to put state championship number two on the wall, as long as we can keep him healthy and get him through practice this week. He's got a great opportunity, I think, for us to repeat. And as long as he stays focused on the task at hand, we're really hoping we can put him right back in the same situation as last year. Looking at Brody Boudreaux's record, Coach Colson's initial comment to me was, we got a great draw in the bracket. And I have a tendency to agree with him. First round, we'll match up with a Council Grove kid that we saw out at the Ellis tournament this year. Very close match that we won, 3-2. We've been telling Brody, don't overlook that first match. Just because you beat him in the past, it's always tough to match up with kids you've wrestled before because they know some of your tendencies and so on and so forth. And I really think if Brody can go out and dominate matchup number one, I really think it will propel his momentum, and I think he'll have a tough matchup potentially in the quarterfinals. But his first two matches, I think, could be his toughest. And if he gets the momentum and goes out and takes care of business, there's a very real scenario where he's in the semifinals and the finals for us. And so obviously that would be a goal with our two qualifiers. If we could put them both in the state finals, wow, what an accomplishment. But we got to go out and we got to take care of business one match at a time, and that's going to be what our focus is this week.
Cade Hewitt, coach of the Bullet Trojan Wrestling Team here in Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck at the state tournament here coming up this week.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at kdcountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
All right, welcome back in our Locker Room Chats, and welcome to our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Jason Knoll, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog and Lakeside Knight Wrestlers here in the postseason. Coach, you had regionals over the weekend, and your two state qualifiers from last year as freshmen are back as sophomores, and they've made it to state again as sophomores. Caden Schultz at 157 finished third for you, and then a fourth-place finish for Grant Middleton wrestling for Lakeside there on Saturday, and he makes it to state again as well. Sam Kindig was just one win away there at 175 for you. Just as you look back about the way all six of you guys wrestled and how the day went for you, how exciting was it to at least come away with a couple state qualifiers and see the growth that they made this weekend?
Yeah, this team is resilient, that's for sure. They wrestled really, really well this weekend. Unfortunately, Sam lost that one in the sixth consolation semifinals and didn't make it. State. I was really hoping he'd get past that kid, but he didn't move very well on bottom, and sometimes that's all it comes down to. But Gage at 190, he wrestled really, really well too. He was two matches away, but you know, them two didn't go out their freshman and sophomore year. I wish we could have had them, but you know, Gage last year was his very first year, and he only had one tournament, I think, this year. So he's come a long way, and I'm excited for his future. Next year he's going to be a senior, but it's going to be good to have him back. But as the two sophomores go that qualified, man, they wrestled outstanding. They did what they were supposed to do, beat a couple kids they weren't supposed to. And Grant, fortunately, got a gift there in consolation semifinals. I hate to see that happen to that Trigo kid. He got slammed pretty hard in his semifinals match. He had a concussion, I guess. So, unfortunately, we didn't get a wrestle that match, but it's kind of a blessing in disguise that Grant got to go to state. But he's worked his butt off all year to be here at this point. Caden as well, man, he wrestled lights out. I think he's going to continue that at state this weekend.
Again, you do qualify the two for state with Grant Middleton and Caden Schultz. When we come back, we'll go over maybe the prospects and what state looks like for Osborne and Lakeside wrestlers coming up on Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and still with Jason Nolgan, head coach of the Osborne wrestling team. Coach, as we mentioned in the first segment, you have Caden Schultz at 157 wrestling with the Osborne singlet, and for Lakeside, Grant Middleton at 215 here at the state tournament. Obviously a different looking state tournament this year. One, you're not at Hayes this year, and two, it's a 3-day affair. You'll go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and just kind of looking at the way it's set up there in Solana this year, what are your thoughts about first that and just the differences of how you might prepare for a 3-day state tournament compared to two?
Yeah, unfortunately, we got moved to Salina this year. We're going to miss Hayes a lot. That's just such a great venue to have a state tournament. Unfortunately, we got to go to Salina and wrestle 3 days in a row, which means we got to make weight 3 days in a row. And it's going to be difficult, I think. Caden, you know, he's been struggling with his weight a little bit this year, but he will get a couple pounds, but, you know, we're going to have to take a scale and make sure he makes it this weekend. But, yeah, it's going to be different. It's going to be a lot different, but it's going to be fun to watch, you know, 4A state a little bit and watch the girls, too. You know, it's always fun to watch girls. And then, of course, the 3-2-1A state is always a blast to watch. Mm-hmm. There's always a lot of good kids wrestling, and but it'll be fun. It'll be fun, I think, and it'll be a little different with 3 days, but I'm excited for this weekend and see how our boys will perform.
As far as the brackets individually for Caden at 157 and then Grant at 215, how do you feel that those shake out for you and the competition at each of those weight classes that you're expecting to see this weekend?
Yeah, Caden's sitting pretty good. We'll have a tough match that first round, of course, but we wrestled him earlier this year and lost 10-3, I think. But we're a whole lot better wrestler now, and he's built a lot of confidence too. And Grant, it's going to be tough. He's going to have to wrestle probably the best tournament he has in the last 2 years to get a win and get on the medal stand. But we're going to have a good week of practice, a lot of drilling, and, you know, watching a lot of film to prepare for this weekend and fix some problems that we're going to have. And hopefully we can get two on the medal stand, and if we don't, I know they're going to leave it all on the mat. They're going to work hard to try to get there. So I'm excited, and I know Aaron and Kim are also excited, too, to watch these two perform this weekend.
Jason Knoll, coach of the Osmond wrestling team here in our locker room chats. Coach, we thank you again for being with us, and best luck to the two kids out of state this week.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Our Osmond wrestling locker room chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide, the choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Avery Hawkins. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions and Smith Center.
Hey, welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Avery Hawkins with us now, the coach of the Smith Center Redmond Wrestling Team. Coach, getting set now for the state tournament as you'll head there coming up later this week. But first, let's recap the regional tournament. You had a lot of competitors there and had a pretty good day. You qualify 5 of the 9 wrestlers that competed for you. You get second place finishes for Luke Franklin at 190, Eli at 215, and Carson Montgomery at 285. And then a couple fourth place finishes for Parker Hutchinson at 150 and Gannon McCoy at 157. Just overall, looking at those 5 state qualifiers and then the other 4 wrestlers, you know, everybody but one picked up at least one win over the weekend. What were your thoughts of the way the kids performed at regionals?
I thought they did an excellent job. Just a testament to how hard they work, not only in the wrestling room, but in everything they do in the classroom. So it was good to see their hard work pay off. I thought I was a little bit disappointed with how we ended the day. You know, we didn't win a match in the placing rounds. We worked in seconds. But now, moving forward, it doesn't really matter. So I'm just happy we got in. I'm hoping to see us win some matches at the end of this week.
As you look at a tournament like that, you know, you do the research, and, you know, when I talked to you last week, I didn't, at the beginning of the week, I hadn't done all the research yet, but you look at that tournament, it had 5 of the top 6 teams in the 3-2-1A rankings, because we didn't have the rankings before the tournament started when we did our locker room chats last week, but it stayed true to form, and when you're going up against competitors like that and competition like that, and when you can clear 5, what does that mean moving forward, and how do you feel about the guys being able to do that against such great competition?
Yeah, I think it only helps us when we get to the state tournament. I think we see it every year out of that regional. That West regional is always the gauntlet. I mean, it's the toughest one that you can be in. So if you can make it out of that one, you've got a really good chance of getting on the podium. And I think it all stems from those guys wrestling with each other all year long. You know, we see a lot of the same guys. We know their tendencies, how good they are, you know, what we can do to beat them. And I think just wrestling that high level of competition throughout the year really prepares you for that regional tournament, and in turn, that prepares you for state. You know, historically, a lot of your placers come out of that Western regional. So if you can make it out of there, you've got a good shot, and I'm hoping to see that out of our guys.
Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond and Lady Red wrestling team, Avery Hawkins. Take a time out. We'll come back. We'll preview state for the 6 wrestlers that will be competing in Solana later this week.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting Fertilizer BioCatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. We're still with Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond wrestling teams. Coach, again, you had to five boys that qualified for state, and then a week before that, Casey Harrisburg qualified for you on the girls' side. So your total number at state will be six. A little bit different look this year. And before we kind of preview your wrestlers, I do want to ask you about this because it's a different tournament. You're not at Hayes for one. And number two, it's a three-day tournament instead of two. So how do you go about preparing this week when you have some differences in the way the postseason is being held here this year?
Yeah, certainly presents some challenges, not only logistically, but just with the way our preparation is done. It's not going to be the same, you know, the same number of practices throughout the week. We have fewer practices. Now we got to make weight 3 days in a row. I don't necessarily like the idea of having the three-day tournament, but I understand the circumstance, and it's going to come down to who can adapt better, or who's going to perform the best. So I can promise you we'll put our guys and gals in the best position they can to compete over the weekend, but it definitely has presented some challenges to us as a staff to try to figure out how we kind of navigate, you know, the difference that we see this year. No, I don't think it's all bad. I think it'll be cool to have the 4A through 1A boys and girls all there. You can see a lot more wrestling, a lot more competition. You just hate for something like that to maybe take a toll on your kids. So hopefully we can avoid that, and we're going to prepare to the best of our ability to be prepared when Thursday rolls around.
How do you feel like the brackets shake out for your state qualifiers here?
Yeah, you get to the state tournament, everybody's good. So I don't know. You know, guys will talk about good draws, or we got a good draw here, we got a bad draw here. I don't know if there's good or bad draws ever. I mean, everybody's good. They've all made it there. All prove that they deserve to be in the state tournament and compete against the best in the state. So, you know, I think we definitely have some challenging first-round matches. If we can get through those, we might have a shot of winning a couple more on the front side. After looking them over, I think the backside of our brackets are pretty favorable. You know, if we do happen to drop one, I think we can battle our way back. And I honestly do think that everybody can get out of there with a medal. But, again, it's all going to come down to how we prepare for this obscure tournament that we've never had to deal with before. So that's the challenge for us as a staff, is just see if we can navigate this the best way we can to put us in a great position. And I think we've got a good plan in place to do that.
Avery Hawkins, coach of the Smith Center wrestling teams, here in our Locker Room Chats. Coach, again, thanks for being with us this week, and best of luck out of state there in Solana later this week.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and Nutrien Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzke, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.